Give it up for Josh Johnson!
I try to be an optimistic person, I really do. But this does feel like a weird year to have Christmas. This feel like the type of year where you gonna go to bed December 24th and wake up and it's December 26th. You know what I mean? Not just Christmas, all the holidays. It feels kind of wild. All the holidays. It's like, all right, I guess we got to try. All of them. I don't know a single person that's excited for their holiday coming up. Everybody's like, and I got to do this. No, not at all. You know, I try, though. Try to bring some joy back, some whimsy, you know. I've been going to the mall in every city that we've been going to. If I can make it to the mall, I go to the mall. Y'all remember the mall? It's like Amazon with rooms. When I go to the mall now, especially this time of year, I look for Santa. You know what I mean? Because nobody's going to Santa anymore. It's actually really sad. Like, no, you go to the mall and no one's going to Santa at all. It's like we've lost it socially. Like, it's not happening. Even when you look at social, you're seeing less and less people post pictures with their kids with Santa and stuff like that. Like, we're just not doing Santa. I don't even know if they tell kids about Santa anymore. It seems like they don't tell kids about Santa. My friends have kids, and I don't know a single kid that's like, "Oh, I'm hoping Santa brings me." All of them got an Amazon wish list. They all. We've lost it. We've lost that like touch of whimsy. We have, you know, now a kid knows. The kid had the wish list, had it all picked out, emailed you. And now if everything not on the list, they're like, I guess times must be tough. Like the thing, this is what Santa did for our parents, right? Santa was this little gap where like some real magic could happen. You came up with your list, right? And you were polite because Santa's a stranger. You don't want to come off greedy. And so you would write down a few things that you would love for Christmas. You would even scratch stuff out. People would pour, like kids that I knew would pour so much attention over, they would stress over their Christmas list. They would go over and over again, they scratch stuff. I know I actually want that. You see this little piece of paper, by the end of the day, it was unrecognizable. So many scratches and then writing over and then scratching and then misspelling, and now you gotta rewrite it because, well, if you misspell it and Santa doesn't know what that is. You know? And so you would write this letter and then your parents would be like, we'll mail it to Santa for you. You're like, thank you so much. That's, you already doing a lot. That trip to the... I remember my mom was like, I'll send this to Santa. And I was like, you really a saint. You know that? Like, yeah. You are, because you knew I wasn't going to make it to the post office on my own. Like, you really doing me a solid right now. I'm going to go back to playing with these blocks, but I won't forget this. You a real sweetheart, you know? Truly. And then Christmas would come, and the presents were wrapped. And even if you stayed up, there were a lot of pairs out there too crafty. You couldn't catch them, you know? Yeah, you'd think you were staying up, too. You would think you were like, I better go to sleep, because if you're awake, Santa won't come, which was kind of true. I was like, all right. Okay. And then, you know, you go to sleep. I remember one time I went to sleep. This is Christmas Eve. Went to sleep. Woke up middle of the night. I was terrified. I was like, he got to know this one, not my fault. Like, he got to. And I woke up because I needed to go to the bathroom. And so I was laying in bed, and I was like, I think I'm going to have to wet this one. I think I'm going to have to. It's not worth Christmas, all right? You know, I can try to hold it as long as I don't dream about water. I think I'll be all right, but if I get up and then Santa hear my feet, that might be a wrap for the whole year. I've been good all year, not for nothing. I was good all year, and you know he was watching this stuff, so I'm probably gonna get everything that I asked for, so I can't risk that over a little tinkle, you know? And so then Christmas Day comes. Wow. Christmas Day is here. You wake up excited for Christmas, but even more excited that you see sunlight. It means you can finally pee. And so you bust out of the bed and you run to the bathroom and the door is closed. Someone's in there. And you're like, all right, I've waited for hours. I guess I can wait a little longer. They come out of the bathroom. They're like, Merry Christmas, you know. There's no time. All right. You rush past them, slam the door. You come out. After you wash your hands, you're like, I'm sorry about that. All right. I've been dealing with a lot. Christmas morning, it's time to open presents. You sitting there and you see a bunch of boxes. You see a bunch of boxes, and some of them aren't even boxes. Some of them just gift wrap lumps. And the lumps worry you because you're like, I don't think I asked for anything lumpy. I don't know. This might be for somebody else. He might be confused. And you sit down, and maybe every family does it differently. Maybe each person opens a gift and they all take turns, and you're all like, ah, that's great for you. You know what I mean? Like, or maybe you get to open all yours and someone gets to open all theirs and everything. And I was the only child, and I was the first grandbaby in like, I think like a decade or something. So it really was like my mom, my aunt, my dad, my grandma, my grandpa were all in on Christmas for just me. I was so blessed that they really were excited to see me open these gifts. I didn't have to I never had to like fight for that sort of attention or anything. They were very excited to see my reaction, right? Which is a blessing and let's just call it a double-edged sword. Because now, without me realizing, there's a bunch of pressure for me to like every gift, because each gift was from one of them, you know? And so I start opening gifts. And, you know, there were some years where I was very blessed. I had a bunch of gifts. Some years where I got a few gifts, but they were exactly what I wanted, you know? So I start opening gifts, and maybe my grandma would hand me one and be like, this is from Santa, you know? I'd be like, all right. I'd start opening it. And I remember the year, a Nintendo 64. I didn't know how unproductive my life was about to get. I didn't know. Ooh, I was about to have a rough year in math. Because they got me an N64 and they got me Diddy Kong Racing. A true N64 classic. I didn't know it at the time, but I was a part of history. I would lose thousands of hours, like many children, to a game where you could either play as a plane, a car, or like a little hovercraft tubing thing, which really didn't make any sense. Like, that's... Love that game so much. I played it for hours Christmas Day. And then, you know, I didn't play it right away. There were other gifts to open. This was a beautiful Christmas, right? I remember I got handed one of the lumpy ones. It also said, from Santa, right? And I was like, okay. And I opened it, and it was two shirts. Not to sound ungrateful, but as someone with shirts. I was like, ooh, okay, wow. And it fits me just right. I know he wrote Josh, but he must have meant another name. This needs to go to someone who doesn't have shirts. Just... Because then when you would open these gifts, you would think back to when you went to see Santa and you told him about this. And he was like, oh, yes, that sounds doable. Well, if you've been good this year, then you have nothing to worry about, right? And then you would think back to that thing when you opened the gift and you're like, oh, this is what he was talking about. He said, I didn't have anything to worry about, and my man came through. And then, as the years pass, you find out, and like Christmas, it doesn't necessarily lose its magic. It just morphs into a different thing. Because one thing that my family would do, I don't know about anybody else, because there are some families where I completely understand. I really don't judge how you try to enjoy the holiday or raise your family, but there are some people that I knew growing up who Santa didn't come to their house because their parents were like, no, I got it. Oh, please believe I didn't work overtime to give the credit to the man at the mall. No, daddy got you that. I remember one time my friend's dad was talking about it, and because he had said something about, like, but what about when Santa comes? That's like all I heard in the cover. But what about when Santa comes? And he was like, Santa work 1 month out of the year. I work all 12. I'm handling it. I remember this is like right at the cusp of me finding out, right? So this is like right before I found out, okay? But I remember being like, I was still a kid. I wasn't like itty bitty. I was where you start putting it together. And because, I come from this area in the South, I come from Louisiana, and I'm blessed to be raised by all of these educators and everything, and just like living down south, you'll experience it sooner or later. And then sometimes your parents try to shield you by arming you with the knowledge of what the world is like before you have to experience a part of it yourself. And so I was being taught about segregation, about how my grandmother was treated when she was a kid, about what laws there used to be in the place that we live. That they were telling me how this thing wasn't that long ago, that people would try to make it seem like ancient history, but a lot of those people are still alive for it, which means it's more recent than they're comfortable with, you know? And I was finding out about segregation right around the time that I saw a black Santa and a white Santa. That's how I remember going to the mall that year and seeing Santa, and he was white. And I sat in his lap like all those other years, you know, and I don't know, I was just thinking to myself as a little kid, you know, I was just thinking to myself like, yeah, this is progress, you know what I mean? Like, we always... Because also, you're so little when you were going to Santa, especially in the 90s, when you would go to Santa, that it was a whole other year later. You didn't really put it together that this Santa didn't look like the last Santa. Santa would change every... It wasn't until I had almost figured it out that I was like, oh, Santa, how you been? This man's like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh, you just, you know. You just look a little different than. Like, what different? How do you mean? And it's like, that was on him. That was like follow-up questions. It's not my fault anymore. How do you mean? I was like, oh, you don't know? And I guess if you don't feel different, you're not different. But yeah, last time you just had, you know, a glow about you. You know what I mean? Like, because not everybody had the same loving experiences with Santa that I did. I'm aware some people had their bad, you know, their bad experiences. You know, like, my friend wrote a letter to Santa, because that's how his parents had him do it. Like, they were like trying to teach him letter writing and penmanship and everything. They were like, you got to write a letter to Santa, and the letter to Santa has to be clear, it has to be legible, and you have to write it like a letter. Dear Santa, say exactly what you want and make sure you sign off sincerely yours, your name, right? So write a letter. And so he wrote a letter to Santa, and then he didn't get what he wanted that year, and he was so disappointed. You know, that the next year, this is what they made him do every year, the next year he wrote a letter to Santa again. But instead of making requests, this time he was just sort of airing his grievances. He was just sort of airing his grievances about the prior year, so he... He wrote this letter to Santa. He was like, "Dear Santa, I'll kill you." You think you can play with me? I was good all year last year, and you didn't bring anything I wanted. You just brought me stuff that my parents told me that I should buy with the money from my lemonade stand. How are you gonna take their side over mine? thanks for nothing. Good for nothing. Santa. Sincerely yours, Roger. And of course his parents read the letter and then he got in trouble. And he felt even more betrayed. He was like, "You read my letter to Santa? Is there no justice?" That was a private conversation. Over here meddling. And so when I go to the mall and I see Santa, it hits different. I remember all of these like special experiences I had with Santa at the mall, right? And then I see Santa over there. And they don't even have him in prime real estate anymore. They got Santa in the back of the mall. They put him in the back. They put him in the corner. They put Santa in the mall, the same places that the airport put Spirit Airlines, where they like... unless you got a ticket, unless you got a boarding pass, you won't find this area at all. Even with a boarding pass, you always in the wrong area. How you gonna have a terminal 4.5? You know Spirit Airlines, it's the Waffle House of airlines. I've actually flown Spirit plenty of times, and I love to see a fight. Because here's the thing. And I know Spirit gets like a bad reputation because basically everything that is happening on other airlines is just happening on Spirit. But Spirit takes you to a place where you're willing to go to jail. Like you just like you're like ready. You know what I mean? You ready? And so. A fight on Spirit, because I'll give you an example. I've seen a bunch of almost fights on Delta. I've seen a lot of almost fights on Delta because what Delta will do is that they will put your layover. They'll make your layover 12 seconds. So. You'll leave. You did everything you're supposed to do. You got to the airport on time. You went through TSA. And then you board, and then you take off, and then you land. And you knew it because they did it on your other boarding pass. They were like, oh, the time that you're taking off is the time that you're landing. They're the same time. They're the same. And when you look at it initially, you're like, oh, I must gain an hour. No. No, there's no time zone difference. Yeah, and so then you land, and you land panicked. You land because you're missing it. You land and you're late. You're already late. And so you want to get off the plane as soon as possible. And you will ask the flight attendant, you'll be like, as you're boarding, be like, I have a very, very tight connection. Can you please make that announcement y'all make sometimes about people who, you don't have to say my name, like people who... have tight connections so that if people could sit and then let them leave first and everything so they have a chance to make it. So they have a chance. You remember chances? And I remember the last time I asked a flight attendant to do this because my entire group, we had such a tight layover that I was like, it is a significant amount of people on the plane that have to get to the next gate, which isn't close because that's also too much to ask. It would be crazy if you landed and you had to go next door, right? It's like, no, if you got a layover, the fun of a layover is right. The fun of a layover is running, you know what I mean? It's not a layover if you don't exercise. It's not a layover. Okay. This is probably going to be where you turn on me, but look. There was a flight I was on one time where this was the where we landed was my final destination. But those people had like a tight layover. So then they made the announcement. And when they make the announcement, I just sit. I do my best to just sit. Unless the person who needs to get out is like in the window or something. Now I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is also why it doesn't work. Because a bunch of the people that don't have the layover didn't all have aisle seats. Like you basically pushed a bunch of people into the aisle to try to get around them. We might as well all just leave now. You know what I mean? We're actually holding it up now by other people letting you be like, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And like letting you pass where there's no room. Aisles weren't made for people. It was made for one person. So when someone's getting by, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. It's my bad. Sorry. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. And so there was this family, tight layover, right? Not sitting together. Not sitting together at all. And everybody is doing the best they can. I'm not saying they should have planned and sat together or anything like that. Maybe there really wasn't the possibility. Maybe by the time they were buying tickets, it was just a bunch of single seats, you know? And so family, which was like a big family. It was a Kevin McAllister amount of family. It was crazy. This family had every aisle seat down the entire plane, right? Like it wasn't a big plane. It was one of those where it wasn't just the two seats. It wasn't that small, but within the three seats, it didn't go back that far. Probably had like 30 rows or something like that. But it just straight up like 15 people together needed to get off to go to the same flight. And I knew that because they were talking to each other as we were landing. They were yelling like up and behind each other and talking to each other as we were landing. And they all had the shade up and they were all like, yep, we close. Like it was. And so then we land, they make the announcement, please let these people go, right? So then these people are trying to get out from their middle seat without the other person getting up. So before the other person can even offer to get up and get in the aisle to make room for them, they're like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Sorry. Right? If you climb me, don't say excuse me. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you give me, I'm sitting next to you, like a Christian, sitting. And then you get up and give, you don't even know what you're trying to give me. You don't know if it should be the back or the front because you don't know how nimble you are, right? They're both bad in their own way. They're both horrible. Because if I'm sitting and then you got to get over me and now you over here just foot in front of the face and you just fighting to not sit in my lap. You over here, if I miss the lap, it's fine somehow. Everything is fine now. And I gotta sit there like that didn't happen. That's crazy. I don't know what's worse. I've had back and I've had front. Front is crazy, because front is a relationship. I've had people stand up middle seat, turn around. That's what happened on this flight. Turned around to talk to the person behind who's also in their party and was like, we got 6 minutes. We got 6 minutes and it's at another terminal, so we're gonna have to run, right? And then before I can even unbuckle my seatbelt. Okay, I'm sorry. Climbed over me front facing. Whole time I got posted up like this, posted up elbow, trying to block something. falls on me. Then gets up, gets in the aisle. I was like, where are you going? We married now. And so they were running, right? All running out and everything. Because they all pretty much did the same thing. Some of them were nimble. Some of them were like, you know what I mean? All running down the aisle. People actually were sitting and not getting up and letting them go. It was a real show of humanity. You know what I mean? I guess the other people on the plane were like, yes, we are here. So we'll wait the other third. Usually society falls apart in that moment. You know, but let everybody get off. And then in first class was someone who I assume was the grandfather figure of the group. But they hadn't sent the wheelchair down the jet bridge yet. And so grandpa was sitting in like row two, aisle seat, watching his family run. And then one of them bringing up the rear was like, grandpa, come on. And he was like, did you forget? And you can see it's like, you, I don't know, this is me projecting, but it felt like a very like son-in-law situation. Like the way that grandpa was talking to him, it feel like he married in, because this unless he just really doesn't respect his own blood like that, that's just, this was crazy, right? Did you forget? And then he's like, okay, I'll see if they can send a wheelchair down and everything. And he was like, go without me. Just go. I don't know what trip they were trying to make. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I genuinely, you know, there are some people who save up for years to go somewhere exotic, somewhere they've always dreamed of going, or maybe they want to bring their family. There are some people who get the opportunity to go places because it's being gifted to them. There's someone that's bringing their whole family somewhere. I can't imagine the stress this family was under to just be scrambling off the plane like that, right? All I know is that this man, he said, go without me. And this man cupped the back of his neck, knelt down and tried to put his arm under his knees and got ready to try to pick grandpa up and run with him. Panic is one thing, but like, never let panic give you confidence. Because Grandpa, look, I'm just telling you what I saw, I'm not judging, but Grandpa was built like Santa. And bro was built like me. So the idea that he was gonna pick this man up and run down a terminal to a terminal in 6 minutes is a delusion. You have a spell on your mind if you think you're making it. He got grandpa legs right about here. Grandpa over here. And we all heard it. They being loud too. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing implies I don't want to be picked up. What are you doing? You know what he's doing. You grown. You know what he's doing. But what are you doing is your way of saying stop, right? And I don't know. He believes in himself. He's trying to make the flight. He can't. bends his knees and gives it a shot. It's crazy when you pick somebody up, like, I don't know, marriage style. I don't know what this is. But, like, when you pick somebody up, like, bride style like that, their eyes and your eyes are, like, level, right? And so Grandpa over here... Now son-in-law straining. Now he over here. Oh. I've never heard somebody muscle tear through their voice. You know what I mean? Like, are you done? This man said, put me down. To be fair, he had never really lifted him up. Lower the legs down and everything. And then he was like, go. Son-in-law over here. They bring down the wheelchair. I have no idea if Grandpa made it or not, you know? I just wondered if, like, maybe a different airline would have brought a wheelchair faster. Maybe as an airline, they only got one wheelchair. So then people have to share frequently, you know? It's tough. Back of the airport. Back of the mall. I was walking in the mall. I came across a Santa. No line. No line at all. And really, truly, like, I don't even know when the last time it was that somebody made going to Santa part of their Christmas card. Or I saw it on social, like baby's first, you know, visit to Santa, anything like that. So it does make sense. Nobody here, you know? And so I was like, I'll take a picture with Santa. I do that. Sometimes I'll take a picture with Santa, especially if it's a situation like this. This dude is going to be here for like 8 hours and he can't be on his phone. Santa can't be on his phone. So I'm like, let me just, you know what I mean? Support. You know, he's done a lot for me. Let me do something for him. And so I walk up and, you know, I got to register. You got to purchase it from the elves beforehand. Because, you know, capitalism, right? So I walk up and... All right. I've done this a few times, right? I've gone to the mall, seen Santa, taking a picture with Santa, right? And how do I put this? They are nice to me in a way that's disrespectful. I walk up to the elves. I'm like, hey, I'd love to take a picture with Santa today. And they were like, what package would you like? I was like, oh, I'll take the digital package with like 2 printouts, right? Just something. And they're like, you sure you want to do it today? Because I'm going to be honest with you, that's not even the real Santa. Like, he like, no, for real, he like a low-key backup Santa. Like, he's, you know, real Santa got food poisoning. He called in sick, so they called him. But like... And I was like, well, I'm only here today, so yeah, let's do it. He's like, are you sure? Then the elf pulled out a picture of the other Santa with another family and was like, this is what you're missing out for. I'm not gonna lie to you, it was a better Santa. Like, it was like, nah, he had like a twinkle and everything. It was crazy. Like, I don't know if he used Visine for that or something, but just, you know what I mean? Like, could hear it. You could hear, we looked at the picture, it felt like you could hear his dimples. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was like, well, no, I'm here today. Let's, you know what I mean? Like, my man over here by himself, let's take a picture, right? And they were like, hi. And then I walked up to Santa, and this is my thing. This is what I'm talking about being too nice. I'm a grown man. I told you my name. You don't have to call me buddy this much. This is, we get into some real disrespect here. You know, and I know I don't do myself any favors because I walk up and I guess I'm not presenting like this is just going to be a chill. I'm excited to see Santa. And I think that's what starts us off on the wrong foot because he's sitting there and then he see me coming and you can see in his eyes, he like, what always hurt me is they look behind me for a family. And they and then, you know, I walk up. And once again, yeah, don't do myself any favors because I busted there. You know, they got the little fenced off area within the fake grass and then all the presents and the tree and stuff like that. And then the trail leading out that is to a line that nobody's in, right? So I walk up and I walk up a little fast. There's no line or anything. I don't know a good pace to walk. I'm not running, but like I'm walking. You know what I mean? I know where I'm going, and y'all made that snake line like it's gonna be the bank. You know what I'm talking about? They got extra fence, like there's gonna be a line. There's no line, so then I'm trying to get to it. It's awkward. He's sitting over there, he a maze away. I'm just getting it over with, right? I'm sure from his perspective, because he's being still, it looked like I'm running, but I'm not running. I'm walking. I'm walking with some pace, right? But then I walk up, and then as soon as I get through the gate, and I walk up to him, like, "How's it going, Sam?" And that is too much. That now he doesn't know who he's dealing with. Like now he extra nice because he's unsure. You know what I mean? Man over here, and this is my thing. I know we two grown men, but like you gotta stay in character. You know what I mean? Like, cause I roll up, I'm like, "Hi, Santa," and he's like, "Oh." You are supposed to say ho, ho, ho. How do you do the exact opposite of your literal catchphrase? I'm like, how you doing, Santa? Oh. How are you? What's your name? And then I was like, I'm Josh. And I know that by using my thumb to point at myself, I know that was a wild move. If you use your thumb to point at yourself, you probably don't do everything yourself. If you're using your thumb to point at yourself, you're probably 12. You're very proud of a certificate you just earned or something. It's like, what's your name? I'm Josh. Oh. There it is again. Why are you doing that? You know what I mean? And so, you know, he's sitting there, and it's a chair. It's a chair. There's nowhere else. You have to sit in Santa's lap. It's part of the experience. No, you do. And so the fact that maybe I seem eager, that's fair. I seem a little eager. And that's on me. I should be cooler about it. I should walk, you know what I mean? I shouldn't jump. Yeah, so. But yeah, I go ahead and sit in Santa's lap, but you know, he even had the little like, yeah, like he knows they built it this way. This is how you're supposed to do it, so that. Sat in his lap, and admittedly, I should have started talking. Like, I shouldn't have just sat there waiting for him to speak or something. But and I know that everybody's doing their best. I never want to put somebody who's making an honest, just an earnest effort down or anything, but. His lap game was lacking. Like, this is, like... I've sat in many laps. I've been serviced by many Santas. And what I tell you, this man's lap was weird. Like, this... First of all, so I sat in my man's lap, right? And it just... I've never felt anything like this in my life. It felt like the top half was Santa and the bottom half was elves, because like his legs were built like mine. Like he had the skinniest legs. So I can't even get comfortable. It's like he's missing a lap. I'm like, you're sitting down, right? Felt like I was sitting in between two rungs of a ladder. I was like, where am I going right now? It was at that moment I was like, maybe I should have waited for the other Santa. Like, he just, you know what I mean? Felt like his lap would have had more cushion to it, you know? And then he's like, well, what would you like for Christmas? And I was like, Santa, I would love the Millennium Falcon Lego set, the one that came out in 2004 with about 3,000 pieces to it. It's very hard to find online, and if you could get me that, that would make my entire Christmas. And I think my specificity hurt me here, because... Because once again, he was like, oh! I was like, that's the third one. That's. This man said, oh! Well, I hope that works out for you. Where's the magic? I hope that works out for you. It's a crazy thing to say. Not it'll be there. Not I'll do my best. I hope that works out for you. Are you ready to take the picture? I was like, yeah, I guess, Santa. Like, it's over here phoning it in. And and take the picture, and I'm over here. And he looking at the camera like, I'm not going to see the picture later. Because I'm grinning ear to ear. I'm with Santa. This man. Unacceptable. Do you know what I mean? Like, what are we even doing? You know, like, Santa should be battling, trying to fight back for the position that he has lost. Because he has lost it now. What used to be an experience that you waited all year to have is just a couple of clicks to a wish list, and he's left by the wayside. You would think that Santa would be excited to see anybody that was excited to see him. You know? Unacceptable. It felt like I believed in Santa and he didn't believe in me, you know? And so, you know, I get off Santa. Takes a second because he got, I don't know, it was weird. It was like, yeah. Like I was so sunken in to the cushion because there was no lap or anything that I was genuinely like over here. Thanks, Santa, for his time. I'm walking away, leaving the little fenced off area. And just as I'm walking away, one of the elves, I passed them and they were like, see?